with all families, friends, and loved ones. Let us call in everyone in the valley and all of humanity to join us today with our Aries Festival. We stand with the hierarchy. We stand with the coast. Today is Holy Saturday, and it is the time when the church is quiet. Everything is covered in a violet silk. The Christ is underground. He's releasing all the energies and all the elementals. He's releasing all the life spirits so that they can return to heaven. We stand today with the forces of restoration. We stand under the light of Aries, rays 1 and 7. Let us stand with all those who came before us. There's a legion of esotericists before us. We stand with them in gratitude. And they are joining us in this meditation today. And we stand with the Christ and the hierarchy. And everything that we do each day prepares the way for those who come after us. We stand with the new group of world servers, and we invite everyone in heaven and everyone on earth and all the kingdoms to participate with us in this festival. And so let us visualize an orange lotus above the head. And within that orange lotus is a blue flame at the very center of that lotus. And so we stand together. Let us say our soul invocation, build the Antikorona, stand within the spiritual triad, build the rainbow bridge. Everything that I say, all these words, all these ideas are to be visualized. We visualize. This is our meditation, our Raja Yoga meditation. And then we will gather all that we visualize and radiate it out to humanity when we say the great invocation in the Radiance Mountain. So our work today is to have closed eyes, to stand within the light of the soul and the will to good and the will to love, and to use our creative imagination. This creates the thought form of solution for humanity's present problems. And so we say together and identify as I am the soul. I am light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed design. I am the soul. We stand together now in our creative imagination. We see ourselves standing at the center of a six-pointed star. And we surround once again our earth, all the kingdoms, all the leaders, all the nations. We surround our country and our people with a six-pointed star. And under the light of Aries and directed by the will to good and the will to love, and directed by the mind of God, by Mercury, we lift up the personality of all the beings to the light of the soul. And we stand with them within this light. This light of the soul is like a great sun with great rays pouring down. We look up and see another triangle, the will of God and the will to good, the will to love, a fiery triangle. We surround our country and people. We surround our earth and all the kingdoms with this fiery triangle. When the fiery triangle touches the hearts and minds of humanity, it becomes goodwill, right relations, peace and beauty and harmony, and this humanity seeks. And so we're going to do our Aries meditation now. Everything that I say is part of our meditation, and everything I say we visualize. Aries is a sign that initiates a new cycle of manifestation. It is both a sign of death and of new life, and this new life is actually the resurrection festival. When Christ was here with humanity, Christ reached the lowest level of involution on our planet. And he anchored upon our planet love, which had never been anchored on our planet before. He anchored this love into the lowest level of involution, and he opened up the doors to evolution so that humanity could return. Humanity could return to our origins, could return home again. Christ reenacted for humanity the death of the old, which is the crucifixion, and that of new life, which is the resurrection. And so, As he anchored love upon the planet, we too, every day, assist the Christ in anchoring that love. The Aries Festival is about the love of God for his people and the love of the hierarchy for their students. And so I'm going to begin our information that we would use together when we did our Aries Festival. The keynote of Aries is, I come forth, and from the plane of mind I rule. Aries is the initiator of new impulses. It is the impulse to incarnate. Aries is in touch with Merit, the pointer star in the cup of the Big Dipper. This is the star farthest away from the pole star. Merit is called the major star of direction because through Merit flows the will to unify and to bring about synthesis. This is the force which brings about the fusion or integration of the personality, and it allows the personality to be offered to the soul. This star also brings about the unification of humanity. It is the great approach of the hierarchy to humanity within the light of Merit. During this festival, the hierarchy sends down the will to fuse the personality with the soul and sends this down through the pointer, and then it flows into the new group of world servers and through us into the world. When this flow occurs, humanity begins to unify. We receive this light from the hierarchy and from Merit, and we become a point of light. And the Christ said to us, be the light of the world. We light a candle at this point in time, symbolizing our group as a bright light, radiating out in this Kali Yuga time, a light for humanity. And so we see ourselves as a point of light connecting with other points of light around the globe. And in our light, we assist the hierarchy with the unification of humanity. Humanity then is able to reverse the wheel. Then humanity is able to mount a fixed cross. And as we stand together within our ashram, we align with all the cosmic energies in the heavens. There is a primary objective for the Aries Full Moon Festival. It is so that humanity's mental and psychological conditions can be restored. Humanity needs a restoration of their mental and psychological conditions. They need a wholesome and happier approach to life. The Aries Full Moon Festival is the festival of Easter. It is the festival of the risen living Christ. And the Christ is the archangel from Sirius. He is the world teacher and the teacher for all. He is the teacher for all men, and he is the head of the spiritual hierarchy. The Christ is the expression of the love of God. And on this day, the spiritual hierarchy, which the Christ guides and directs, is recognized. We recognize the hierarchy, and we stand with the hierarchy, and we receive the hierarchy's love, and in turn we become the outposts for the hierarchy. In this we dedicate ourselves. We acknowledge the hierarchy and we invoke the love of the hierarchy, because the Aries Festival is a love festival. And we align all the kingdoms, Shambhala, Ray 1, we align with Hierarchy Ray 2 and the new group of world servers, and with Humanity Ray 3. In this Aries Festival, we are participating in the first of the three festivals. The three spring festivals are a prolonged spiritual effort, and they provide the template for the rest of the year. We stand with the hierarchy as we do this work together. We stand with Shambhala. And so we also call in the Spirit of Resurrection. The Spirit of Resurrection is a being in charge of the forces of restoration. The forces of restoration work out and the will to live and the will to good. The forces of restoration bring about the new civilization. I want to say something personal right now. Right now in Scotts Valley, there is a Carlton is the young boy who died last week in the car accident. All of the family members and all the friends, and remember he was in that. Carlton has a brother who's an older brother who has schizophrenia. And Carlton is too affected by this event of his brother. The brother who has schizophrenia, his name is Cooper, and he is affected by the death of his brother. And so I wanted us to extend our hearts out to Cooper, the brother, Carlton, who died, the mother and the father and the other two sons, and all the friends and families, the family and all the friends of Carlton and this family. In our meditation today, we extend out our love that's embedded within the hierarchy and the Christ and the Aries Festival. Let us see the angels surrounding this group in Scotts Valley, and we send our love to Carlton, who is in the brothers. We send our healing angels to Cooper and to the parents and to the other two brothers still alive. And so we
all the suffering within humanity right now.
And we send out
Ukraine
to all those who are suffering at this time the spirit of resurrection in charge of the forces of restoration, so that all those in need will be restored. And let this restoration work out as the will to live and the will to good. And the forces of restoration will bring about the new civilization. And we stand creatively ready to step forward and be the leaders of this new civilization. The forces of restoration restore the moral, morale, and the psychological health to humanity, thus implementing the resurrection of humanity from the death cycle, from the slavery from which it has been passing. It is a restoration of humanity's mental condition to a wholesome, happier approach. The forces which we call forth and work with will bring about the emergence of the new culture and civilization. And this is humanity's new creative work. What is morale? It is a mental condition ruled by Mercury, and it has courage ruled by Mars, and it has discipline and confidence and enthusiasm and the willingness, Ray 1, to endure hardship and to work with a group, Uranus. And so individuals, Aries, then enter into the group, Aquarius. There is, first of all, the phase now in progress, which will culminate at the time of the Easter full moon, which is today. This is dedicated, this phase, to planning for an inflow of the forces of restoration. We are not to misunderstand these words. The hierarchy is not occupied with the restoration of the old order. They are not interested in the state of life prior to this time. They are not interested in renewing the old theologies or the religious or the political or social ways of the past. And these ways have been responsible for the wars. The hierarchy and its restoration is referred to the new psychological restoration in humanity. And this restoration works out in the will to live and bringing forth the will to good. It is foundational, and it guarantees the emergence of the new civilization and the new culture. And we stand together dedicated to be its leaders. The forces of restoration are concerned with human vision, human integrity, right human relations, and the new education. These are new spiritual living forces under the direction and the control of the one whom we might speak of as the spirit of resurrection. It is this living spiritual entity working under the direction of the Christ who will restore the livingness to men's spiritual aims, who will restore life to their planning, who will engender anew the vitality needed and the leadership to implement the trends of the new age. And the Christ and this living spirit will guide humanity out of the dark cave of death, out of isolation, entrainment, and selfishness, out of greed and materiality. And we call them to stand in the light of the new day. This is the resurrection festival and the resurrection life, which is to be poured into humanity today and tomorrow and during all this time of Aries and Taurus and Gemini. It will be poured in full measure, and the men and women of goodwill who can receive it will receive it. And the men and women of goodwill are called to think clearly, to speak forcefully, to demand spiritually, and to thus implement the inner plans with intelligence and with courage and with leadership. So what is under consideration by the hierarchy now is the planning of this restoration and a resurrection activity from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from the unknown to the known, from death to immortality, bringing about beauty from chaos. The spirit of resurrection is a member of the council chamber. He is the son of righteousness, and he can now arise with healing in his wings. And he carries this life-giving energy, and this life-giving energy counteracts death. And this life-giving energy offers vision to humanity and an incentive to life, and it restores all nations. And so, as we stand together under the light of Aries, we stand with a demand, and it goes out for the appearance of this life-giving spirit. Let it go forth with such intensity that the hierarchy is called into active response, and the hierarchy will immediately release the potency of this spirit into the hearts of humanity everywhere. We're going to begin our meditation now. And at the beginning of our meditation and at the end of our meditation, we visualize an orange lotus above the heads of each of us and above the head of our group. We visualize standing with the hierarchy and the Christ and all the new group of world servers. And above everyone is a blue flame that is within the orange lotus. This symbolizes the sun exalted in Aries. It symbolizes the life of God himself swung into activity in Aries. It symbolizes midday merging into midnight and midnight merging into midday. The sun is blue esoterically and orange exoterically. And so again, we visualize an orange lotus above the heads of each of us with a blue flame. The ram leads us into the creative life of Earth. The ram leads us into our states of new leadership for the new culture and civilization. And we stand within the blue of midnight and the orange of noon. We lift up our eyes now to acknowledge and receive the precipitation of energies from cosmic sources on behalf of humanity, the earth, and all the kingdoms. We begin with the solar logos, and it flows, the energy flows down into the Big Dipper and Merit, that one star, and to raise one and four and six and seven, and finally into Aries, and then into the heart of the Sun, and then through Mars and Mercury and Uranus, and then through Shambhala, through Sanat Kumara, and through the Christ and the Buddha and the hierarchy. And then it reaches us, the new group of world servers. And as we say the great invocation and do our meditation, these energies will flow into humanity, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, the mineral kingdom, and into the very heart of the earth. And after we say our meditation, we will do our baptism rite. And so let us begin now, everyone, with our meditation. We stand with group fusion. We stand and affirm the fact of group fusion and integration within the heart center of the new group of world servers. We stand with the hierarchy and the Christ. We mediate between hierarchy and humanity. And we say with great love, we are one with our group brothers and sisters, and all that we have is theirs. May the love which is in our soul May the love which is in our soul pour forth to them. May the strength which is in us lift and aid them. May the thoughts which our soul creates reach and encourage them. And as we stand together within our ashram, we project the line of lighted energy towards the spiritual hierarchy of the planet. And we stand with them within the planetary heart, the great ashram of Sanat Kumara. And we stand with the Christ at the heart of hierarchy. And we extend the line of light towards Shambhala, the center and place where the will of God is known. And we hold our contemplative mind open. We see the extra planetary energies streaming into Shambhala. They radiate through hierarchy and through us, the new group of world servers. And we use our creative imagination and we see the three planetary centers of Shambhala, hierarchy and humanity coming into alignment and interplay. And we stand with the light of Aries. And we say these words, I come forth, and from the plane of mind I rule. This is Mercury speaking. I come forth, and from the plane of mind I rule. As we stand within this light of Mercury, we receive revelations from the mind of God. And as we stand within this light of Aries, we are inspired and we are directed. We are unified. We become the fire of identification and we are a radiance. We are a vehicle for the power and the leadership needed in our world. We have the purposeful use of the will. And again, we say, standing with Mercury, standing within the rain cloud of knowable things, I come forth, and from the plane of mind, I rule. As we stand with these words and with Mercury and Aries, we understand the law of synthesis, of unity, and of fusion. And we work each day under the laws and principles of the Aquarian Age. And now we gather this energy and precipitate using our creative imaginations. We visualize the energies of light and love and the will to good pouring out through the planet. We see them becoming anchored on Earth in prepared physical plane centers. And here the plan can manifest. We see a sixfold progression, divine love flowing into our planet, from Shambhala to the hierarchy, to the Christ, to the new group of world servers, to men and women of goodwill everywhere in the world, and then anchoring everywhere in physical plane centers. And we refocus our consciousness and we stand within the great ashram and we sound this great mantra of love. In the center of all love, we stand. From that center, we, the soul, will outward move. From that center, we, the ones who serve, will work. May the love of the divine self be shed abroad in our heart, through our group, and throughout the world. And we now visualize a downpouring of spiritual inflow released from Shambhala, flowing through the hierarchy, through the Christ, through us, and streaming into humanity. And we see that these inpouring energies into the earth establish the pathway of light. The pathway of light for the coming world teacher. And once again, these inpouring energies are establishing a pathway of light for the coming world teacher. The incense is bothering me. I'm sorry, everybody. And now, everyone, we're going to say the great invocations. And as we do so, we visualize an outpouring of light and love and power flowing down from the spiritual hierarchy. And we stand at those 5 points, creating the five-pointed star. We're in Darjeeling, in New York City, in London, in Geneva, in Tokyo, and in Darjeeling. And all over the world, we see points of light. We are all joined with the new group of world servers and the men and women of goodwill everywhere around the world. As we say together, from the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And so let it be, and help us to know and to do our part in the world. Can we say our Kali Yuga prayer? Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from chaos to beauty. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, and from chaos to beauty. Everyone, I posted today about baptism, and baptism is the second initiation, and baptism is the control of the emotional part of ourselves. And there are two baptisms. There is the baptism of water, and there's the baptism of fire. The baptism of water is usually done on babies, or they're welcomed into the community of saints, into the church, into the Holy of Holies, and or whenever anyone becomes baptized with water, they're welcomed into a community of holiness. But there is another baptism that occurs, and it is the baptism where the lower mind, where we stand on the burning ground, and the lower mind is a flame, where all of our lower thoughts, our lower mind thoughts, merging with emotions, they're set afire and purified. And tonight, around midnight, the church will open again, because right now the church is closed and dark. Only the sanctuary light is lit. The church will open up, and the first thing that they will do is they will light the new candle, the new Easter or Paschal candle for the new year, and then they plunge that candle into the baptismal font. And that is the significance of the second initiation, the baptism of water and the baptism of fire. And then all those new to the church, the Catholic Church, which is the last religion given to humanity, of how to return to the Father, those new to the Catholic Church are baptized. They're baptized. And so this happens on Holy Saturday, and every year we have a baptismal ceremony. And Christ instituted the rite of baptism. The baptismal rite, the second initiation, is a rebirth. And it's symbolized by the use of water and of fire, symbolizing two mysteries, the mysteries of water and fire brought together. During the rite of baptism, the spiritualized force of the mind and the radiant love of the heart are united. And so let us visualize now that we each come up to the altar, and let us visualize that we are each baptized as a point of light within the new group of world servers. We see ourselves holding a candle. We are also rayed with the water. There is water, holy water, in which a cedar branch has been dipped into the holy water. And everyone is sprayed with this holy water as everyone holds a candle. And therefore, as we visualize this, each one of us is baptized as a point of light within the new group of world servers. And as we become a point of light, we are then able to aid in the reappearance of the Christ through our service and our goodwill. And we see ourselves standing on the burning ground. The emotions of the past in the lower mind, they are burned up. Forgetting the things which lie behind, we turn towards our highest spiritual abilities. And as we are baptized, we say together, I am a point of light within the new group of world servers. I aid in the reappearance of the Christ. And each day, with goodwill, in the will to love, I work through service. I am an agent of the love of God, and I work with my group. I am a point of light within the new group of world servers. I aid in the reappearance of the Christ, and each day with goodwill, the will to good, and with love, I bring forth goodwill to all around me. I am an agent of the love of God. And as we say these words and we participate in this baptism, even on inner levels within the temple, the birth of the Christ, which is the birth of the soul within us, completes itself for a new year. Baptism is the beginning of a new life during this new spiritual year. The personality becomes secondary, and the soul is its director and reigns supreme. We see that our head and our hearts are blended now. And when this occurs, we become disciples, and a new magnetic force and a new stream of life begins to run through us. When the energies of the head and heart are united in harmonious blending, we become a dynamic force of attraction, and this light is released to humanity. And so, individually, and each one of us and our group has a new magnetic force, and it will bring about new thought forms and new creative forms, and we'll become leaders, and we will build a new culture and civilization together. We stand with all the virtues, and we say to each other, let us now all go forth into the world and manifest our group's part in the plan. And so I wanted to go to our I wanted to go to our website. I wanted us to make a statement as to what is on our website and what have we said. Imagine all people using astrology to bring about understanding, goodwill, right relations. Imagine aiding in the spiritual unfoldment of humanity in all the kingdoms. Imagine leading constructive changes for humanity, leading them into constructive changes between individuals, communities, and nations. And so we stand as a group. We respond in practical ways. We follow the monthly movements of the sun and the moon and the planets, and we explain how their light falling to Earth affects us physically and provides us with information. And so let us stand together, everyone. And just going to be still and quiet for a moment, everyone. We are a dedicated group of servers. We seek innovative and practical approaches to the pressing environmental and economic needs and crises of our day. Our purpose and enduring goal is the education of humanity. Our intentions are based on the following endeavors: to pioneer a new creative culture, to build a community and a template for the new culture and civilization, to establish a training center for future leaders of the new era who will unfold and demonstrate a practical, ecological, healing, and spiritually informed vision for the new world, to provide an educational system based on the spiritual laws and principles, on goodwill, on right relations, unanimity and unity, group endeavor, and spiritual approach. These are laws and principles of the Aquarian Age. And now we're going to say our full moon visualization given to us by the Tibetan. Well, he says to do this at our full moon time. And at the time of the full moon, visualize all of you next to an ocean of blue. And upon the horizon, you see a slowly rising, blazing sun. We picture ourselves as entering that ocean of blue. We are free of the past. We are free of all encumbrances, free of worries, free of fear. We are free of any anxiety, free of all cares. And we swim towards a rowboat that lies midway between ourselves and the rising sun. And as we swim, we become aware of our group brothers and sisters. They're swimming in the same direction, and they're swimming with us. We recognize them, we know them, and we love them. Then we visualize ourselves as climbing into a boat. And when everyone is in the boat, we see ourselves each grasping an oar, and together rhythmically and steadily rowing towards the rising sun. There is harmony of movement, of purpose, and of direction. And then we see between ourselves and the rising sun a figure moving towards us. It is our teacher. It is our teacher, the Master Dwakul, who comes from the light in our direction. And in the clear pathway of that light, we see him distinctly, and we see him together. And then we say audibly, inaudibly, and as a group, into the light we move, beckoned thereto by thee. Out of the dark we have come, driven thereto by the soul of all. Up from the earth we spring, and into the ocean of light we plunge. Together we come, and together we move. We are guided and led by the soul we serve, and by thee, the Master we know. The Master within, and the Master without. They are one. That one are we, and the one is all. Our soul, thy soul, the Master, and the soul of all. And Dwakul says to us, when we do this meditation, we produce a group fusion of purpose, our next desired step. We have worked for many years on a group fusion of love, and that has been successful. And now we work at the united evocation of the will. And now, everyone, we're going to say our radiance mantra. We're going to gather this energy of this Aries festival, all the heavenly lights, all the rays, and we'll say our radiance mantra. When we say this radiance mantra, this great light is directed to humanity. And this light becomes the waters of life for thirsty humanity. It contains all that humanity needs and seeks. And together, wherever we are, and also from within the ashram, in vocal unison as a group, we face the world and humanity, and we radiate this light, this gathered and radiating light from our Ajna Center. This Ajna Center is our diamond direction center, our center of direction. And we say these words together. Radiance we are in power. We stand forever with our hands outstretched. We link the heavens and the earth, the inner world of meaning, and the subtle world of glamour. We reach into the light and bring it down to meet the need. We reach into the silent place and bring from thence the gift of understanding. Thus with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. Thus with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. As we recite this together as a group with intention, we visualize a turning of a great searchlight. And we have created this searchlight jointly by a unified dedication in our light. And we see that this radiant light, with our radiant light, we see the glamours and the illusions and the confusions and the mayas, all the separations and the ignorances are dissipated. we hold this light steady. We realize that the work of dissipation is doing its job. It ceases the ignorance and the illusions on earth, so that humanity can come to a state of true discernment, discrimination, and make right choice. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, and from chaos to beauty. And each day as we do this work together in dedication with love and intelligence and will, we lift up the kingdoms to the kings of beauty. Let us be still for a moment, everyone, as we end this meditation, this Aries festival for the year. Let this meditation rest and settle within our bodies. In this silence and in this quiet time, we might have revelations, or pictures, or impressions. Let us just be still. And then after a moment, we'll say our three ohms, which integrate this meditation, integrate and synthesize this meditation within ourselves, within our group, within our lives, and within the world. Let this meditation also rest upon that memorial for the family and for all the families all around the world in need. And now, everyone, let us say our three ohms. We invite everyone, heaven and earth, all the kingdoms, the masters, the teacher, the Christ, the new group of world servers, the Gandharvas, the music of the spheres, the lyra of Apollo, and the flute of Krishna, all the great ones, everyone in heaven and earth, to join us in these ohms. Everyone has a voice. It's a very sacred and holy time right now. Let us remain in this mystery, remain in the dedication and in the love that has come forth in this Aries festival. Let us precipitate down now into our three-dimensional world and precipitate down into our lives and continue on for the day. But we remain within the meditation and it directs and it guides us today. After the festival, after the actual full moon moment, we enter into a day of the days of safeguarding. We safeguard this energy, this Aries light. We safeguard it. Everything is holy when we understand this and recognize it. So we live in many realms at the same time: physical realm, emotional realm, lower mental, higher mental, soul realm, spiritual realm. And we remain poised within all of them, and we balance all of them. And we remember our dedication as points of light. So we'll go through our day-to-day, and we'll come to the end of the day, and we'll review the day, and we'll see that the day was good. We're ending the meditation now, everyone, and remember to be aware of any impressions from the mind of God, any pictures, any thoughts, and we will share them in the following days. Today is Saturday. Remember tonight, and tonight the doors open with a blaze of light. It's the Resurrection Festival at midnight, and tomorrow is Easter. So we rise up out of that tomb into the new day tomorrow. We can hear the angels singing. Well, we'll see each other tomorrow